Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close from Rabo AgriFinance. We're back with Don in just a moment. Genetically enhancing your assets. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company invites you to their 2020 bull sale Saturday, February 15th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. They're featuring 70 18-month-old Angus and Sem-Angus service-ready bulls. Call Lee Nichols at 580-367-0299 for more information and to request a catalog. That's 580-367-0299. Sale will be seen on liveauctions.tv. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale, Saturday, February 15th. Lots of conversation to share with you in the days to come from the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention that was down in San Antonio, Texas. Our coverage was, of course, sponsored in part by Corteva AgriScience. One of those folks we caught up with, Don Close from Rabo AgriFinance. Don's had a little time now to look at those cattle inventory numbers, and he and I had a conversation about them.
Beef cow numbers, beef replacement numbers, heifer numbers, as well as the calf crop. Those are the three numbers that I've heard the most discussion about to this point, all under a year ago. And you were kind of indicating to me that part of the kind of the trick under the hood here is that they've got still maybe bigger numbers. They'd obviously adjusted 2019 numbers and before they threw the 2020 numbers to us. They're still, you thinking maybe something's not all square yet?
I don't think we've balanced yet. If you look at the throughout 2019, week over week, fed steer slaughter was running below a year ago. Fed heifer slaughter was running, 36-38%. It was huge, and that heifer cow slaughter week over week, heifer slaughter week over week certainly gave a big heads up that we have radically curtailed, if not stopped, expansion. But I think the ultimate answer and explanation for the shortfall of steer calves in the slaughter mix is I think the USDA overestimated our cow herd in both 17 and 18 that inflated that of anticipated view of cattle outside of feed yards that I think we're still unraveling that, and we'll get back to equilibrium.
So, of course, the number we came up with for 2020 actually was below 8 or 19 and below 18 both.
Yes. And then, again, that's that adjustment. But if you take two, you take the rate of cow slaughter, dairy cow slaughter that we saw through the first half of 2019, but then beef cow slaughter the second half, I mean, it was aggressive. So to see that reduction on the cow number was not a surprise.
Right.
The big unknown for this coming year, we know from the weekly weather index map that southwest Texas, the Four Corners region, parts of Oklahoma, just how we balance out with moisture through across the South Plains this coming summer will be a huge determinant on just how much additional reduction we see in that cow number in 20.
So, 31 million head of beef cows right now. Is that a big enough beef cow herd to do what you see out there for demand?
If you just take the historical cycle and you go back to the want to argue pro or con to the 9-year cycle. My personal expectations going into the report, I would have liked to have seen even more liquidation reported than what we saw. I think what this does for us is it absolutely confirms we've stopped expanding, we've started contraction, just that rate of liquidation. It will take us probably through 2020 of liquidating some cows, and then puts us in a really good spot for 21-22 to see us start to rebuild again.
And at that point, usually if we're starting to rebuild, we see some pretty good profitability.
I think excellent. Yeah, absolutely in agreement. The other thing I really like about that, when we got to that low ebb of that cycle and then the drought cycle, we were down to 28.5 million beef cows. If we can base that herd at 30.5 in here somewhere and have that roughly a 31 million base to start from, that really gives us a springboard to actually see new growth in the industry in the next cycle.
So something that we hadn't seen for well over 10 years as far as the kind of cow numbers you're talking about.
Exactly. I think it's the first real growth in the industry. I'm totally optimistic on that. I think even allowing for economic cycles within the – I think our domestic demand is still very good. I think the global beef demand continues to be incredibly good. I think we're in a good spot. It just where we're at with that cow cycle.
I guess part of that export, unknown, is how good China might get eventually.
I think so. Now, the one thing I will say on the whole China deal, and you know, the timing of this coronavirus and in context to the U.S.-China agreement, and will it likely defer their launch of purchases of U.S. commodities? Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think if you look at the quantity of beef that has gone into China through 19, Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina, Australia, New Zealand, and all of those suppliers of that commodity type product, grass-fed and commodity product, I think they're all are building a palate and building a base for beef that will enable a path for the U.S. to come in with high-quality beef down the road. So, yeah, I'm done. 3, 5, 10 years growth. And this one's going to be this is long ball.
Don Close from Rabo Agri-Finance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring is the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 23rd through the 25th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.